Several dozen cars and truckloads of people from Elliott Lake were on hand at noon hour Saturday to be part of the Freedom Convoy and human chain observation on the Trans-Canada Highway south of the city. The event was organized Canada-wide yesterday with a view to support the Freedom from COVID-19 mandates philosophy used by the Canadian Truckers Convoy that culminated in the demonstration in Ottawa last month. The local organizer of Saturday's event, Blaine McElrea, said enough vehicles and transport trucks responded to the Elliott Lake turnout on Highway 17 at the Highway 108 junction to make it fun. Earlier, the local contingent marshaled on Oakland Boulevard near Ski Hill Road at 11:30 a.m. From there, some 75 people in 37 vehicles made the trip south at reduced speeds down Highway 108 to the Trans-Canada Highway intersection. Once the group arrived on the highway shoulders, passing Trans-Canada drivers signaled their support during the noon hour Saturday, with horn honking. McElrea said in the period of time they lined the shoulders of Highway 17, only three transports didn't honk for the local supporters. I am noticing the elderly folks are the majority of the participants. I think they understand best how serious this is, McElrea said. Following the event, the group headed back north through Elliott Lake, stopping north of the city for a meet and greet at Dunlop Lake Lodge, just off Highway 108. We all committed to a series of freedom events until the mandates are history and gone for good. McElrea continued, however long that takes, we are in it for the long haul. It's an effort to inform our community on what we have lost and the effort we are making to have our rights restored, he concluded. McElrea said the next Elliott Lake Freedom event will again involve the local convoy and is being planned for March 19.